USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There may be some trouble on Capitol Hill this evening when it comes time to vote on the debt ceiling bill. Representatives like Republican Byron Donalds of Florida are holding firm.
We're not making any structural changes to the way Washington spends its money. And for those reasons, I'm a no.
And it's not just Donalds or Republicans who oppose the measure.
Some of us are going to vote no on principle.
That's Democrat Ro Khanna from California, who says many Democrats don't want to reward Republicans who ran, as he says, roughshod over the Constitution. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday of next week, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running. One person is dead after an explosion at a power plant in Franklin, Texas. Officials with the Oak Grove power plant said a boiler exploded this morning. The victim was found with critical injuries, then later died. Franklin is about 2 hours from Houston. Jury selection is underway in the trial of a former school resource officer in Parkland, Florida. Today, Judge Martin Fine is trying to determine who can actually stay on a jury, potentially through mid-August.
If you work for yourself, if you are self-employed, if you work for commissions, tips, sales, if you don't go to work, you won't get paid. I would consider service on a trial for this length of time to be an economic hardship. I will excuse you based on that.
Those who can stay will be asked to return Monday for questioning about their knowledge of the case. Scott Peterson is accused of not acting during the 2018 Parkland School mass shooting. The demolition of an Iowa apartment building that partially collapsed on Sunday has now been put on hold. That demolition was set for today, but was put on hold because five people still remain unaccounted for. Two of those five are believed to still be in the building. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
A woman who has accused Joe Biden of sexual assault is now moving to Russia. Tara Reid told Russian state media that she feels safe in their country and would seek Russian citizenship. Back in 2020, she accused Biden of sexually assaulting her on the campaign trail in 1993. Biden has denied those allegations. The Atlantic hurricane season begins tomorrow. 12 to 17 named storms are being forecast by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. 5 to 9 of those storms are expected to become hurricanes. The Atlantic hurricane season lasts until the end of November. A bill is being introduced in Congress to help regulate concert ticket sales.
The Boss and Swift Act, named after Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, was introduced by New Jersey Congressman Bill Pasquale Jr. and Frank Pallone Jr. They hope the legislation will bring transparency and regulation to an industry they say is badly corrupted. It would look at hidden fees, buyer protection, and fake websites, among other issues that Springsteen and Swift, along with their fans, complained about. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Mexican fast food company Chipotle is giving away free food during the NBA Finals. The company says every time a player makes a three-pointer, Chipotle will give away 300 free meals. Chipotle will tweet from its Chipotle Tweets Twitter account every time a player makes the shot, and the first 300 people to text that message to its number will receive a promo code for the restaurant. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.